And we're live.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alan Weinstein with my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross, for another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. Today's episode is, let me see, there it goes, is brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. And Corporate Wellness Day, taking your corporate wellness program to a new level. And, of course, Community Wellness Day. Every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. And The System, the official marketing program of healthcare professionals everywhere. And the VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live hangouts, just like this one, to the iPhone, iPad, and desktop of everyone who has you in their circles. And with that said, here's Randy.
Well, thank you, everyone. And this keeps happening, Dr. Alley. I always forget to shut my phone off so that the app doesn't pop up. Always, iPhone applications, way to go. Well, welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me here. I'm Dr. Randy Ross, and for another edition of Building Your Wellness Brand in Your Community. And make sure you let us know where you're hanging out from. If you're watching this in all the places we're syndicated other than the VIP app, you'll see a little comment box on the bottom. I'm hanging out from the Jersey Shore. Dr. Alan hangs out with us from the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. And today we're going to continue a new series that we started last week. And it's talking about technology's role in your success. And we keep talking about, having this presence in your community. We keep talking about building these relationships and how they have this huge, enormous impact on your business, how you're viewed. And this really holds whether you have, a local presence in a community or we're talking about a virtual presence. You know, either way, this information is critical to, to your success, especially as we evolve. So if you go to the next slide, Dr. Alan. Last week we started in this and we talked about websites and it was really awesome. We put a lot of notes in on the event page with some good tips for people. I thought Dr. Allen's information was really amazing. Giving us those tools that we need to know, what we should be looking for in someone that helps us with our website, what questions we should be asking. And I think he really gave you the tools that you look like someone of authority and you're going to make sure you're getting someone that's really going to serve your business properly. Well, today we're going to move on and we're going to start talking a little bit about social media. And what I find really interesting about social media, and I guess we'll kind of start talking about Facebook first because that's pretty much the prominent one that most people are aware of. One of the things that always stands out for me, Dr. Alan, and you could tell me if you agree with this, is one of the first things I do when I start to work with someone, whichever program that they're utilizing our services for, and I know Dr. Allen does a lot of consulting as well, is we look at their website, we look at all their social media pages and everything, kind of see where they're at. And I'm always shocked. One of the first things that always jumps out at me that I address with people is what's on their Facebook page. And as professionals, it's really important that that's something that you pay attention to. So for me, the first step is be conscious of what you're putting on social media, because as professionals in a community, I mean, look, you're not a wrestler for the WWE or whatever it's called. If you were, then obviously crazy pictures would be appropriate. But if you're a professional, you really have to watch what goes out there because today, before people engage your services, they're searching you the same way I took a look at everything about you or Dr. Alan does. And I think it's really important that if you have pictures that are even borderline, maybe not so professional, it's more important that you build your business than you show these pictures. I got to give you an example, Dr. Alan. This just struck me recently. Working with someone, went up and looked at their Facebook page, and it was a picture. They were in Las Vegas, and they had like showgirls on each arm. And as much as I understand that it's just kind of a cheeky picture, I think as a doctor, if a prospective patient is going up there and looking at that, they may question, your moral compass, so to speak. So we always want to, and that was not even one of the worst ones I've seen. So
don't they know what goes on in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas?
Well, I think that line really needs to be edited since the explosion of social media. I think that nothing stays anywhere. That's the problem. And I think that in the younger generation, in 20 years, it probably won't matter, because it's just such a part of their fabric. But I think today that when you're a professional, you still should uphold a certain image. And you know what? If you're going to a surgeon, you don't want to see him with a cocktail in his hand and a showgirl on each arm. That's not really the image that most people are comfortable with. So that's, one of the things that always stands out with me. And, when we talk about social media in the regard of what we share with you here on these Thursday Hangouts about building relationships, and I know we've kind of touched on this before, we talk about that even though we're really about a building relationship marketing, kind of this one-on-one interaction and engagement and really making connections, social media is just as important, and, you can continue those relationships or build upon them or give recognition in places where you've either built a relationship, or sometimes it's a good place to initiate that contact. And then this actually just happened. I was at a Community Wellness Day event on Saturday, and there was a senator there, and the senator and I happened to be Facebook friends. I'm sure he's Facebook friends with a few thousand people. And and I said, we're Facebook friends, and I've commented, and he remembered that I've made some comments on some of his posts. So we already had a little bit of this, rapport going, and then by me making comments on some of the posts that he had, it just kind of, gave me that next in that I needed to continue our conversation. So social media is really important today. I think that one of the things that I believe, and Dr. Allen, could share his thoughts, and we also have another expert with us today, and Vic can chime in as well. I think it's important, I always say, do one thing and do it well. Too many people have a tendency to be on all the social media platforms, so they don't really do any of them well, and they really don't, work the process in any one of them well. So I'm curious to hear, why don't we bring Vic on and unmute Vic and see how he feels about, making sure that in, I think, Vic, did you mute yourself?
Yeah, guys, I am muted a little bit here. Well, the funny thing is that social media to me is kind of an enigma, because what we're actually doing is we're using commercially, we're using commercial software that's owned by someone else to communicate with each other in an environment that's controlled and regulated by someone else. It's kind of funny how we do that. It would be sort of like, I think it's sort of like a trade show. It's sort of like, I think the biggest way you can think of Facebook, it's sort of like I went recently to the Salesforce conference, and there were 110,000 people there. And so there was this massive, there's just people everywhere. And the only way we could find each other was through social media. It's like, oh, are you on Facebook? Oh, yeah, okay. Meet me over at the stage. Well, that didn't even work, because the stage was like this huge, huge area. So you had to get more specific. I think social media is useful for a couple of things. Number one, where do you need to be? Number two, who do you need to connect with? And three, when can you connect? It's funny, I just finished writing a blog post today, and it was basically talking about always on. And that I'm writing a book right now called Overcoming Overwhelm. It's actually called specifically Give Up Overwhelm. I had heard that overwhelm is the number one reason why businesses fail in 24, in this century right now. Online businesses in particular, internet marketers, everyone is failing in their business because of overwhelm. So I started distinguishing what are the sources of overwhelm. And today's was about appointments, that we make appointments. I wouldn't be in this hangout if my phone did not send me, I'm going to show you right here, you can see my phone, okay? My phone said I had committed to be in this hangout All I said was yes, and it automatically added it to my Google Calendar, and I synced up all my Google Calendars, I have four of them, to my phone, so it reminded me that I needed to be there. And so I had this realization that we need to stop making appointments with people. We need to start making appointments with events and group events. And then individual people can kind of flow into that. And so we just started doing open office hours at our company, EarthGrid. And we started doing, it was like we had one of our clients just had left the open office still open from last night. And one of our developers walked in and they overheard us talking in the background, and so she just jumped back in and we were able to finish the project. So it's pretty mind-boggling when you think about this. So what does that mean for society? And that's a big question that I'm trying to understand. That's where I think the VIP app and what we're talking about is so crucial, because the VIP app would remind me, hey, someone I'm paying attention to just wrote a blog post that I should read. Hey, Google Plus is reminding me that there's an event that I'm going to show up where I will be able to share something that's important to me, like the VIP app and what you guys are working on. And I'm also a health practitioner. I mean, I don't know if Dr. Allen, you know that. I'm actually a certified applied kinesiologist, and I would teach chiropractors applied kinesiology way back when, 20 years ago. So I have a very big compassion and interest in the health profession and the wellness profession, but I think what we're always doing is we're making appointments. Well, when you go to a chiropractor, there's one here in town, it's always fascinating because usually you have to book appointments way, way in advance. And this particular chiropractor, you can go there and pretty much with almost no notice or whatever, you could just show up there and get an adjustment. And I was intrigued by that because he has open office hours, and you kind of can let the secretary know, or you can just show up. And there's usually about 10 or 15 people kind of hanging out there, and you can call the secretary and say, well, kind of what's the flow like right now? Well, okay, there's only like two other people waiting. I said, oh, okay, I think I'll pop down there and go get a quick adjustment. I think that model is progressive in alignment with the always-on culture that we're now living into. And the more we can align with this digital medium where we're making appointments with groups, we're making appointments with teams of people, I think the less stress we'll have and the less we'll be overwhelmed. So I sort of stopped making appointments except during very, very limited hours, Tuesday through Thursday. And the rest of the time, I'm totally there for my team and for people that I work with. So I wonder what you thought about that. I mean, I think that's what's happened because of social media.
Let me jump in here.
Too many things to happen at one time. Go ahead, Dr. Allen.
Let me jump in here and talk about social media and relate it to business, not necessarily direct to your point. But if you look at my screen right now, or if you blue box me, one of the things that there's a great fallacy about social media that I think we need to cover first, and that is the people that sell you things on how to use Facebook or Google Plus or whatever these other social media things, where their income is based on teaching you how to use these social media tools better. Those people are really the only ones making money in social media. They're the only ones that businesses are actually able to do anything with. And as a consequence, when you take a look at our organic reach, you'll see that now between 2012 and 2014, the ability for you to reach anybody organically when you post a post on your business page in the news feed is now down to only 6.51%. In 2012, it was as high as 16%. So right now, what's happening is that Facebook is not a good medium to build your business, to engage in relationships that are business related. Now, I'm not excluding what you were saying, Vic, because being able to, you know, maybe use those vehicles to be able to say, hey, where are you while you're at an event and you're both, you know, focused on the news feed about that, that's one thing. In a article by the Publicity Hound that was published, I think, fairly recently in March, it literally says this, and I quote, If you're still slogging along on Facebook, frustrated that you aren't making any money because your message isn't reaching your audience, you're not alone. And this person who wrote, Joan Stewart, who's very well known, said, I spend very little time on Facebook anymore because it filters almost all my content. It gives me moderately decent exposure if I give them my credit card number to boost a post. Forget that. Many influential people I want to reach aren't even there anymore. I'm seeing great traction, deeper conversations, and more influential people commenting and sharing the content I post in Google Plus on YouTube. Crappy videos I created 6 years ago are still pulling traffic. And she cites, let me show you one other thing, guys. Let me just go to my, I want to show you one more thing. I apologize. I have to change my screen share, so I'm going to lose myself and come back here. And that is this video right here. I want to show you this video. I can't show you the video on here, but it's, I just want you to make note that there's a video on YouTube called The Problem with Facebook, and I won't stay on that because I don't want to. But and that article has had 1.6 million hits, and it talks about how somebody who has over 100,000 people following them on Facebook and has totally not been able to do anything with his business and really use Facebook because Facebook has so filtered it. And one more graph I want to show you. Tell me if you see this graph now. Yeah, this is organic reach of content published on your business page between October 13th, it was only 2013, only 4%, and in February of 2014, only 2.11% ever see what your business posts. With that said, to me, the illusion, the lie, the stuff that people are feeding you to buy into their programs to get you to use Facebook is literally shortchanging you, because Facebook is no longer a viable tool, if it ever was. And years ago, I said that it was not really a viable business tool. And that's why Dr. Ross, Dr. Randy, and Vic and I are using Google Hangouts. Because if you have a business, right, and you want to communicate in the community, Facebook, it's great to tell people where you are. It's not great to build your business. And since we're a community health communication program, I'm going to tell you, you need to be with us on Google Plus.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Dr. Allen. And it's like, how do you get all these people that are on Facebook over to Google Plus? You know, if you have a conversation with, let's say, you go to a show and you meet like 20 or 30 people, and they always say, well, hit me up on Facebook. And I say, well, do you have a Google Plus account? I said, no, I don't really know how to use that. So it's sort of like, you know, but yet they have a Gmail address, and you send them a Gmail email, but they don't get it. That's the big frustration I've been finding. What I find works better is the messaging and Hangout app in Google Plus. You know, I don't think anyone even reads their email anymore. I mean, I'll just call a spade a spade. I think what's happening right now is we just need to make appointments with groups of people that we like. Like, you know, I mean, I don't remember when I signed up for this event. It just reminded me. I was in the middle of working on a PowerPoint, and all of a sudden I get this little alert on my phone. Oh, Dr. Allen's online. I'd love to see him. You know, I think that's really the future. That's where we're all going. Choosing who we want to spend time with and doing so in Google Plus in groups. I think that's really the meta message here. I think you can even schedule events in Facebook for Google Plus now. Now, one thing that is interesting in the defense of Facebook, I had never been a Facebook fan, but one of my clients hired me to build a Facebook page for their wedding business, and we just put up the page like 2 days ago and then put up an event on that page, and within 2 days we got like 300 likes and 200 people talking about it, about this event that we were going to launch, a brand new wedding venue here. The idea would be, what if we did affordable wine country weddings, but with Las Vegas prices. And that's the vision. And so people love the idea, and they're sharing it on Facebook, and they're showing up at the event, a specific party. It's like a party with wine and people and everything like that. I think that's the medium that works for Facebook. It's like selling T-shirts works for Facebook. A friend of mine is killing it, selling all kinds of T-shirts. But business, you got to go to Google Plus. That, and I completely agree with you. But how? How do we get people to show up? that's the challenge. If you know, if they don't know about their bell and they're not reading their email, I think the answer is the VIP app and the interactive texting. You know, that's really what you need, is some reminder. Hey, oh gosh, I totally forgot. You know, I think that's what's going to get people to show up more and more often. What do you think, Dr. Allen?
Well, I totally agree, and you know, getting above the noise is the reason that we created the VIP app. But you know, ultimately, what it comes down to is as you say, if you select the things that you want to get notified about, then you know, the text messaging that you use, Dr. Randy uses, and I use, it has like a 93% open rate. The VIP app has 100% open rate. So, like you say, if people are using that, email is not an issue, because people are not opening email, but they are opening their phone and they are getting those messages when they get from the texting and from the VIP app. So I totally agree with you.
Well, I think that all the points that both of you made are great, and I do agree with one thing. You'll never build a business on Facebook. I say that all the time. What we show you how to create with Community Wellness Day or any of our other programs, I always say you can't do this on Facebook. You can't, you know, build relationships with 5 local politicians, 50 businesses, you know, be invited to be a wellness initiative partner in a school. You're never going to do that on social media. You just don't get that kind of credibility being on there. But I still think that the where it has its place, and just like Vic said, is there's still a lot of people that aren't into the Google Hangout, and they don't know about it. I say it all the time, do you do Google Hangouts? And most of the times I get that look, like when you say something weird to a dog and people kind of tilt their head, because yeah, they're like, they're doing that think thing, you know, like what does that mean? So in that being said, yes, I always try and bring people over. But before that happens, where we talk about building relationships, you know, sometimes you have to meet people where they are. And if that means popping on their Facebook page and liking something they said, or making a comment about a picture they posted of their grandchild to kind of, you know, keep that connection going, I think in that respect, it definitely has a tool. But yes, I agree. You will never, ever build a business. I mean, we work really hard on some of the Facebook pages of the people either we work with or even for our own company. And what I'm noticing is, especially within the last year, you get less and less likes, you get less and less comments, you get less and less shares. And the things that seem to get some kind of engagement and reaction are really the personal things, you know, the things that make it look human, give it that human element. You know, someone got engaged, someone had a baby, or, you know, something.
My dog died. My wife posted on Facebook that we had to put our 15-year-old dog to sleep. I've never seen so much engagement. You know, I mean, literally, people came out of the woodwork to say, oh, we're really sorry to hear about it. I mean, the comments, the shares, the likes were like off the roof. You know, then instead you post, you know, something regarding, you know, whatever, you know, you're come to our live event. We're going to teach you how to communicate, blah, blah, blah. And 5 people click like on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's definitely a challenge. And like I said, I know there are people that talk about other social media platforms that they claim they're successful. You know, I don't know. You know, I know I've built business relationships from LinkedIn, from people send me things. And there are some people that say for business, you know, LinkedIn is great. I'm by no means a Twitter person. I have a whole bunch of followers. I'm not even sure why, but I do. And actually made a great business contact. Actually something Dr. Allen and I, we need to talk about in the future with one of these big mega churches here in New Jersey. They started following me on Twitter. So, you know, I think that there's there's definitely has its place, but if anybody, and I agree 1,000% with Dr. Allen, if anybody's telling you, do my program, sign up for this, and I'm going to show you how to get 50 patients a month on Facebook, you're not even going to get 5. You know, I mean, there might be someone out there that's kind of like the enigma to the process, and they are getting, you know, a little bit of business here and there, a patient here and there. But I'm on board with the two guys here with us, because I think there's nothing better than Google Hangouts. I was never, ever, ever on page one of Google, no matter what I did. We started doing Google Hangouts. We're coming on just about a year. Within 9 hours after the first Google Hangout, Dr. Allen, through his optimization, you know, guru-ness that he has, we were on page one, and we stayed there since then. So there's a lot to be said for that. So I'll definitely agree with you guys. But I still think it's a necessary evil. Because if you don't have a Facebook page, people are going to say to you, why don't you have a Facebook page? And unless you're one of those people that you're just going to be okay with that, most people, especially health providers today that you know that are in business, they're so far behind the times anyway. They'll still be on Facebook for the next 10 years before they come over to Google Hangouts. But people want that. That's still where they're looking, even if they're, and maybe you guys disagree with me, but I still think if I'm looking for, you know, something in my community, I'm going to go online first. I'm going to look at their website. If they have a Facebook button on there, I'm going to click on it, and I'm going to see what they're posting. I don't know how much influence it has on me, but I think it's weird when I go to a website that doesn't have any social media buttons. I think that means that they're not kind of up to date with things. And if they're not up to date with what's going on in our virtual world, then I kind of question, are they up to date with whatever the services they're providing? That's just kind of my take on it. Dr. Allen, I see you doing a head shake thing there.
Well, I agree with what you said. I really believe that you have to have those sites. I wasn't implying that you shouldn't have them. I just want people to, you know, not fall for the whole thought process of that I have Facebook is the key to building my business, because somebody who's selling something for you to use Facebook is telling you that you can make millions of dollars. That's really my point.
Yeah, absolutely. Vic, you want to chime in here? Are you muted? You're not muted.
No, I'm here. I'm just contemplating where I could add value to this. Without mentioning search triggers, but now that you bring it up, I mean, that's really why we created this tool, was to figure out what's trending. I was in a training yesterday. It was actually a Facebook training, as you mentioned this. And my friend Scott, probably who's watching, hey, Scott, if you're out there watching this Hangout, I sent him a link to this Hangout to watch this, but he's just a master of making things happen in Facebook. And one of the things he showed there was that you want to follow these different trends. And he was like, he's promoting T-shirts for football teams, and he's doing quite well with it financially. Now, what I just want you to look at is the pattern, that it's a tribe mentality. Lots of people are like flooding in based on these trends. And if you go to Google Trends, which is what he was showing, he was showing that if you type in the NFL, the engagement on the NFL has these seasons. It almost looks like a stock chart. It's kind of like rising up and down. And if you type in the baseball, it's in the exact opposite. And you can see that everything sort of follows these trends. And I think that's kind of like what is important to understand about the distinction between Facebook and Google. Where are Google's trends right now? Well, first of all, Google is in 90% of all the cell phones, you know, and probably will be, you know, grabbing even more market share. I think even Apple has acquiesced to putting Google Maps inside of its phone. So Google is inside of every phone. I'm not sure if Microsoft has done that yet. I don't have a Windows phone. But the bottom line is that Hangouts and your Google Calendar and Gmail, which is your gateway to your calendar, is inside of your phone. And so everyone's always on, everyone's always connected. So it makes sense to figure out how do you rank in Google Plus and hence in Google. And Dr. Allen, if you're back there, I'm looking, you have a power, you know, people who find you in Facebook. High school people you hated.
Yeah, this is my, I wanted to pull up this chart because I thought
I love that.
A conversation. So if you look at this pie graph, the blue represents high school people you hated. The red is college people you hated. The yellow is people you work with that you hate. And this very fine little green slice is actually people that are friends of yours that are on Facebook. I mean, think about it. You know, everyone's got these huge, there's 4,000 of my best friends, you know, following me on Facebook. Yeah, but 7 of them do you actually know?
Yeah, well, I think that's important. It was interesting what Vic shared with us. And I guess, Vic, you probably tend to say that that's important on any social media platform, is to really, and I think that's one of the drawbacks of social media. People think, well, I just go on it. They don't understand, like anything else, that there's nuances to make it effective, and there's things you need to learn, and there's trends you have to study, and, you know, you have to know how to do a post, how to do all the things that make it you know, more prominent within social media. If you're on Google Plus and you know, putting a post in there, you want to know how to put your, you know, your tag words in and certain things that will make that more prominent. So I think one of the drawbacks of social media is people don't really take the time to understand how to really make it effective for them. And I think that's a perfect example that Vic gave us about really understanding what the trends are. And I know that's got a lot. We look at that in we actually all studied that when we were at the Hangout Intensive California. We looked at, you know, how to look at what's trending, what circles to be in, all that kind of stuff, so that your message is getting to the people who will most likely be interested in hearing it. So we're gonna tie it up for today, and we're gonna give Vic a last word here before we get everything going. I want to thank Vic for joining us. And,
yeah, I want to share something with you real quick here, because since I have the last word, this is Search Triggers, our latest version. And are you seeing my screen here?
We are.
I just popped in. This is the completely free version that's open to anyone who wants to go check it out at searchtriggers.com. But take a look what's trending in the world of chiropractors right now, okay? Yahoo, Bing, there's millions of people. What are they typing? Chiropractors near me, okay? That is amazing. Now, take a note of that. Why is that important? Well, because the geography of piping in where you are is no longer a factor right now. So if you're wanting to get business for your business, just type in chiropractors near me, and you'll find it. Now, I know some things about search. We don't have a whole thing to go about that, but let's take a look at, compare that to Google. Google knows I'm in Santa Rosa, right? So it automatically pulls that up as a suggested area, okay? So I just wanted to share that with you, that the geography these days is secondary to understanding how search engines work. And Google Plus is important because Google Plus also has access to your, I mean, it's like George Orwell's 1984 personified. So,
all right. Well, we want to thank Vic for jumping in here, and maybe we'll be able to twist his arm into coming back sometime in the coming months and share some information about search engine and search triggers, so that, you know, we're all about giving people the information, because knowledge is power, and we empower you to be more successful in all of your relationship building efforts. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Allen. I'm going to say goodbye. We need to sign out. We're running a little bit over here, so he can give our sponsors their due, and we'll see you back here next week. Dr. Allen, it's all yours.
Well, fantastic. You've been watching another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm Dr. Allen Weinstein with my good friend Dr. Randy Ross and our friend Vic, who's really an expert And I use his search triggers, by the way. We should definitely have him back on just for that alone. Today's episode was brought to you by Epic Consulting. Make sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. Corporate Wellness Day, taking your corporate wellness program to a new level. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. And, of course, The System, the official marketing program of healthcare professionals everywhere, and the VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live Google Hangouts, just like this one, to the iPhone, iPad, and desktop of all those people that have you in their circle. Again, I'm Dr. Alan Weinstein for building your wellness brand within your community. On behalf of myself, I'm Dr. Randy and Vic. We'll look forward to seeing you again soon. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone.
Aloha.